Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says launch of PM Jan Man Yojana for development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions neglected for decades. Government to bear transportation and storage costs to bridge price gap between producing and consuming states, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Senior scientist and one of key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passes away. Prime Minister condoles the death. Dense fog across North India reduces visibility for second day. Train and flight operations hit. In Hockey India League, Sharjilar Bengal Tigers defeat Delhi SG Pipers 4-1 in Rourkela. And in Indian Super League football, FC Goa beat Orissa FC 4-2 at Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centres of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. He added that the government has launched a campaign to ensure basic amenities in every village. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that the launch of the PM Jan Man Yojana for the development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions that were deprived of development for decades.
जो इलाके दशकों से विकास से वंचित थे, उन्हें अब बराबरी का हक मिल रहा है। आज हम गांव के विकास से राष्ट्र के विकास के मंत्र को लेकर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इन्हीं प्रयासों का परिणाम है कि 10 साल में देश के करीब 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर आए हैं।
The Prime Minister remarked that over the past 10 years, his government has corrected many mistakes of previous governments. He emphasized that the government is moving forward with the mantra of national development through rural development. Mr. Modi said that as a result of these efforts, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty, with the majority being from rural areas.
2012 में भारत में ग्रामीण गरीबी यानी गांवों में गरीबी करीब 26% थी। 2024 में गांवों में गरीबी घटकर कहे पहले जो 26% गरीबी थी वो 5% से भी कम हो गई है।
Addressing the event, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that several schemes are being implemented for the welfare and economic empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women. She highlighted that at this Mahotsav, products from tribals and the Northeast for which artisans have been given collateral-free bank loans will be showcased at the stalls set up at Bharat Mandapam.
बहुत सारे स्कीम्स के द्वारा जिनको कोलैटरल फ्री लोन मिलना चाहिए उनको पैसा मिले और उनको दिल्ली तक बुला करके उनसे स्टॉल्स लगवा करके पूरे सप्ताह सभी राजधानी में रहने वाले लोग आ करके उन चीजों से परिचित हो उनको खरीदने को मन करता है तो खरीदने का एक मौका दे रहे हैं.
Exhibitors from several states expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for visiting and interacting with them at the Mahotsav.
मेरा नाम हवन सुनीति बना है. मैं मणिपुर से हूँ. मैं भारत ग्रामीण महोत्सव का पार्टिसिपेट करने में बहुत खुश हूँ.
मेरा नाम निर्मला देवी है. मैं पश्चिमी चंपारण से हूँ. सिटी मूच का काम कर रहे हैं. प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी बातचीत हुई और उनसे मिलकर हमको खुशी हुई.
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%.
इस साल कृषि की जो विकास दर है एग्रीकल्चर और एलाइड सेक्टर 3.5 से 4% के बीच रहने की संभावना है। इसके लिए मैं अपने किसान भाइयों को और सभी मंत्रीगणों को सभी राज्यों को बधाई देता हूं क्योंकि आप सबके परिश्रम से ही ये परिणाम आते हैं।
The minister also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. Mr. Vaishnav said these rules are pragmatic and balanced.
बहुत ध्यान रखा गया है कि भारत में जो बड़ा एक इनोवेशन इकोसिस्टम है उस इनोवेशन इकोसिस्टम और नागरिकों के अधिकार को प्रोटेक्ट करना है, इन दोनों के बीच में एक बहुत अच्छा बैलेंस लाया गया है। साथ ही साथ इनोवेशन के इकोसिस्टम के ऊपर बहुत बड़ा कंप्लायंस का बर्डन नहीं पड़े, ये भी ध्यान रखा।
The minister also emphasized that digital technology has become a crucial part of the country and it plays a significant role in India's economy today. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today urged children not to take stress during exams and to be passionate about life. Interacting with children at the Exam Warriors Art Festival hosted by NTMC in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that actors and sportspersons perform well because they are passionate about their work.
चाहे विराट हो, चाहे रोनाल्डो हो, चाहे मेसी हो, ये सब भी दिन रात एग्जाम देते हैं। क्या वो टेंशन में होते हैं? ये उनका पैशन है, उसको काम की तरह नहीं लेते हैं वो। मेरे जब एग्जाम होते थे, एग्जाम से एक दिन पहले मैं सोचता था कि आज चलो फिल्म देखते चलो। जब आप साल भर पढ़ाई कर लो, साल भर काम कर लो, साल भर उसकी तैयारी कर लो, तो एग्जाम का टेंशन एकदम।
Around 5,000 children from various schools participated in the Exam Warriors Art Festival. In a video message, the Prime Minister said that stress generally emanates not from exams, but from ambitions and expectations.
आपके अंदर एक मन में एक ambition पड़ा हुआ है, एक आकांक्षा पड़ी हुई है कि मुझे ये बनना है। उस बनने के लिए ये एग्जाम मेरे लिए जीवन मरण का मुद्दा है। अगर मैं विफल रहा या विफल रही तो आगे के सारे दरवाजे बंद हो जाएंगे, ये टेंशन है।
The Prime Minister told students that there are endless avenues and multiple options for them going forward. The Union Health Ministry today convened a joint monitoring group meeting in view of rising cases of respiratory illnesses in China in the past few weeks. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi. Experts from WHO, Disaster Management Cell, Integrated Disease Surveillance Program, National Center for Disease Control, Indian Council of Medical Research, Emergency Medical Relief Division, and hospitals participated in the meeting. After detailed discussions and based on the currently available information, it was agreed that the situation in China is not unusual in view of the ongoing flu season. The ministry said in a statement that it is closely monitoring the situation in China through all available channels and the WHO has been requested to share timely updates regarding the situation. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours today at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. He was instrumental in India's first nuclear test in 1974, as well as the Pokhran 2 test in 1998, which established India as a nuclear power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences on the demise of senior scientist Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the scientist was one of the key architects of India's nuclear program. For the second consecutive day, a thick layer of fog has covered North India, dropping temperatures and disrupting train and flight operations due to reduced visibility in several states. A report.
For the second consecutive day, a thick layer of fog has covered North India, dropping temperatures and disrupting train and flight operations due to reduced visibility in several states. Indian Railway said nearly 40 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. These include the Kalindi Express, Rewa Express, Mahabodhi Express, Kaifiyat Express, UP Sampark Kranti, Bhopal Express, Hamsafar Express and Sialdah Rajdhani Express. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board their trains. The Delhi Airport has issued an advisory for passengers to contact the airlines for updates. At least 45 flights, including international and domestic, have been cancelled at IGI Airport in New Delhi due to ongoing dense fog and bad weather conditions. Officials at IGI Airport informed that nearly 20 flights also have been diverted. These flights include 13 domestic and 4 international. The officials added that flights designated to Srinagar and Amritsar are being cancelled because of zero visibility in these areas. Shagun Chopra, News Desk.
In Bihar, the three-day-long celebrations of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, began at Tat Sri Harmandir Sahib in Patna city this morning. The Tat Sri Harmandir Sahib is the birthplace of Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. Tomorrow, a grand Nagar Kirtan will be held, which will conclude at Tat Sri Harmandir Sahib. Our correspondent reports that a large number of devotees from different parts of the country and abroad are attending Prakash Parv celebrations.
On the first day of three-day-long celebrations of Prakash Utsav, a big Prabhat Feri was taken out from the Takht Sri Harimandir Sahib, the birthplace of Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, and it passed through different parts of the Patna city. Kabi Darbar being hailed with recitation of devotional verses and hymns, showing respect to Dasmesh Guru. Devotees reached from different parts of the globe are also offering prayers at nearby Gurudwaras of Gai Ghat, Guru Ka Bagh, Handi Sahib, Bal Leela and Kangan Ghat. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Nagar Kirtans were taken out in Haryana and Chandigarh today in connection with the Prakash Utsav of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. A grand Nagar Kirtan was also taken out from the historical Gurudwara Nada Sahib in Panchkula. On to sports now. In Hockey Interleague, Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers clinched a comfortable 4-1 win against Delhi SG Pipers at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela this evening. For Bengal, Jugraj Singh scored 2 goals and Sukhjeet Singh and Abhishek Nayan 1 each. Gareth Furlong is the lone goal scorer for the Pipers. The Tigers, which make it 3 wins out of 3, go top of the table with 9 points. In another match, which is also played at Rourkela, Hyderabad Tufans and Team Gonasika were level 1-1 at half-time. In Indian Super League football, FC Goa thumped Odisha FC 4-2 at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar this evening. For Goa, Brizin Fernandez scored 2 goals and Udan Singh and Amy Ranawade 1 each. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says launch of PM Janman Yojana for development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions neglected for decades. Government to bear transportation and storage costs to bridge price gap between producing and consuming states, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passes away. Prime Minister condoles the death. Dense fog across North India reduces visibility for second day. Train and flight operations hit. And in Indian Super League football, FC Goa beat Odisha FC 4-2 at Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.